you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
Celebrity Name Game, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. The host direct from his farm back to the big smoke here in Melbourne. Grant Denyer in the studio.
G'day, dudes. It's great to be here. It was nice to, you offended me the first second I walked in saying that we're just going to do a short bit. And then Fev just spent the last 3 minutes talking to me about Family Feud, which is my game show that got cancelled.
So oh.
No, because
what a great time.
Family Feud was a great family show and I think it'll come
shouldn't
back.
Shouldn't have been it'll come
back. It was a great show.
But when you go on it, you get a board game. And yeah. Our family, the last 2 weeks, we've moved, so it's come out of the woodwork, and we're playing it at home, and well, it's awesome.
He's not here to promote his Family Feud board game.
He brought it up.
Mate, Celebrity Name Game board game is now available for $25 at Kmart.
So
you get your butt down there and entertain your family.
Yes. We'll get that one, yeah.
And you can play it because you're a celebrity.
Yeah, I'll bring you in.
Yeah. Right, so you said last time you were on. Still haven't got
a thing. Because you the farm with the kids.
It's
but
good.
You're here without the kids, obviously.
The farm life is really good for me. We had a baby cowboy the other day, which is really cute. But the girls are just in this most delicious stage. You know when they just... My little one's 3 years old and she still sort of says some words funny and I don't want that stage to stop. Like, you know, hotels, for instance, is called... Hell toes. So, Daddy, can we go and stay at the hell toes? And I'm loving this phase, but she embarrassed.
When do we get the Wagyu from the cow?
That's why we don't name our pets. Once they figure out that, hang on, why is there one less in the paddock and now one more on the plate? Farming Grant is over.
Yeah.
But the other day, her and her little cousin, we thought we'd take him out for a little feed. So they were playing a fun game in the back and they were going, you know what, I'm going to bite my dad's ear.
Oh, no.
And then the little cousin's like, I'm going to bite my dad's elbow. So we get out of the car and I'm going to bite my dad's leg. I push the doors open of the restaurant. We all walk in and my daughter yells out the top of her lungs, I'm going to bite my dad's doodle.
Whoa.
And I'm like, whoa. Guys, what are you doing? And it was like a Western.
Yeah.
And it was like the piano player stopped
Everyone's head turned
and I was just closed the doors and just left.
Jeez.
And we're out. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, kids.
Okay.
And that's why Family Feud got the art.
Oh, my God.
Look, the Celebrity Name Game, just to bring this back to the main reason that Grant is here, Celebrity Name Game, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. We obviously really enjoyed your recent Evie Jones episode.
How much fun was it?
Great fun, wasn't it?
I love that show. I love appearing on it. I've done 4 episodes and I've filmed a 5th that's yet to air. I love that
show. You go off tap on that show.
I do.
Can I just talk to you about something, though? Because there's one thing that have you guys noticed this?
We have, Grant. Yeah.
You have an unusual clapping style of the likes I've never seen before. Were you a wicket keeper for Australia in the 90s? Have you got broken fingers? What is up with that?
I have no idea. I think it's a nail thing.
Right.
But
what do you mean a nail thing?
Like, I don't want my nails to touch.
It's like Nicole Kidman.
It's exactly what it looked like.
Nicole Kidman clap. She didn't want to hit her $400,000 ring.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't want to hit my $40,000 rings.
We put that up on our Insta story so everyone knows what we're talking about because it is quite visual.
No, you know what actually it is? It's Hercules. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, it is. The Eddie
and
Murphy
I don't even
movie.
Mean to
right.
be doing it.
Right. Okay.
It's the clump
Hercules.
Saw.
Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules. Hercules. I'm so proud. He's done so well.
That's great viewing, though. You get so excited.
Well, I didn't even know I do it. That's just subliminal?
You
subconscious.
Do it. Yeah, you do
Don't
do
ask
it.
Me. Have a good look.
Hey, should we quickly test you out to see whether you'll be good at this?
Yeah.
Because I know that you love The Feud, but I reckon you're going to love
I do. We watch it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we'll do a little test. I'll read some
It's very visual, though.
You got to guess what it is, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, I'm a man. It's a man part. It's a thing between my legs. I'm not going to bite your elbow, but I'm going to bite your...
Doodle.
Yeah!
Fev is the winner!
Grant
Denyer, okay, that got weird. 6 p.m.
What's happening?
I don't know what happened there. 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. Grant Denyer.
101.9. The Fox.
The best thing about September, Evie, when you live in Australia, is footy finals, whether it's the NRL or AFL. It's up and about. And a couple of Melbourne teams played in a state on the weekend. So I was lucky enough to fly to Brisbane with my kids to watch my son-in-law, little Daniel.
Oh,
and we got to the airport at like 11 o'clock. We had caught to 11, had a 12 o'clock flight. Flight's delayed because it come out of Sydney. In Sydney, there was high winds. So there was a lot of, they only had one runway going. There was up to 50 delays or cancelled flights.
On a weekend
and going up to the footy. But we got delayed to like 3 o'clock. So we got there on time because the game was at 7:20.
Oh,
so,
good.
But there was a lot of media people that were commentating the game for various TV stations and radio shows that were getting a bit worried. They're like, oh, geez, we're not going to be on air on time. I know the team downstairs, the Triple M, that they didn't get to Sydney. They had to do they left the airport and come here because they wouldn't have got there on time. And that gets me to the Doggy fans, because there's a lot of Doggy fans there. That game was at 3:20. At about 2 o'clock, no flights had gone to Sydney yet.
Oh.
So they were all everywhere, all these poor Doggy supporters. I was speaking to this guy and his dad and a young kid. They were in the lounge and they literally weren't going to make the flight. I said, mate, just stay in the lounge and drink their free beer and just watch it on the TV.
Enjoy yourself.
And he's like, but we've had accommodation. We've got our air flight. Oh. Like, we're going to lose out on this. And I felt so sorry for these supporters, because some of these guys, they love their club that much. They'd spend their last dollar buying the flights to go support their team. And there wasn't many people there. It was under 20,000. There was a lot of empty seats. And the Doggies end up getting beat. But it got me thinking, what have you missed?
Oh, yeah, from a flight.
From a flight, like being delayed. What? Like we were in a line. You know, it's got half an hour check-in.
Yeah.
And we were in the line about 50 minutes beforehand. The line was taking forever. We got to two from the front. They cut it off and said, they put the strip over and said, if you're not on the flight now, you're not on. And I was like, what do you mean? We're going to Hamilton Island. We're going there for a wedding.
And you've been waiting.
We've been waiting. Like, it's not like we missed it. It's just that you've taken eight. Oh, geez, Alex wanted to kill me. I blew up.
But imagine,
this was in 2006.
Yeah, but imagine working at a desk in an airline. Mm. And unfortunately, everyone, and they're rightly so, everyone's going to something important. So everyone thinks an exception should be made for them. And there's nothing you can do.
No, there's no. This is where it gets a little bit, where I got real angry. So I had to go to a different airline. And we booked it. We got on the flight. We get into the airport and we had people flying with us. Their flight had been delayed like 2.5 hours, the flight that we were supposed to be on. So we got to Hamilton Island before them.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
That's annoying.
Yeah, and it cost us a fair bit of coin. Well, but this is back in 2006. But
I won't say
I was like, woohoo, we got there first. It was the best.
You win.
It was like the Amazing Race. Yeah. We got there.
I won't say which airline, but one airline, particular airline, when there's a lot of people in the line, they'll say, is anyone on the Melbourne flight? You know, and you put your hand up. If you're at the back, they bring you forward so they can quickly check you in.
Yeah, they do that now.
Because because of that, what happened to you?
Right, there we go.
It used to happen all the time.
All right, well, what have you missed? I mean, could it be your child's wedding, or maybe even your own wedding? Or what are you missing?
Imagine missing your own wedding.
131060. What are you missing by missing a flight or by having a flight delay? What are you missing? Give us a call.
And I didn't mind missing it, because obviously there's high wind. You don't want to get on a plane when there's danger.
God, no.
You just sit there and. But I did get an Instagram. Instagram's amazing. From Fly Airly. It's a private jet. They sent me a message going, hey, mate, we've got a plane sitting at Essendon. When you're stuck, you should always give us a call. So I sent a message, and then they sent the rates through, and I'm like, we'll just wait. We'll just wait for domestic flight.
Yeah. 131060 is our number. Not everyone has the safety net of a private jet.
No.
131060, call us right now.
1019 The Fox.
Well, Fev almost missed watching his son-in-law, Daniel Rioli, play footy because of flight delays. A lot of people missed important games of footy, didn't they?
A lot of Doggy supporters, which I felt sorry for, and they did get beat. So they missed out on going to Sydney because all the flights were delayed. So it was shattering. There was a lot of tears, a couple of kids crying. And I said, don't worry, just sit here and drink free Coke and eat the buffet. I was trying to get them up and about.
Yeah, it's
but
tough,
they were pretty flat. Hannah from Altona Meadows, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you completely missed?
My husband and I missed our one-year wedding anniversary holiday.
Oh, no.
Nice. How?
We were supposed to get our travel visas on time to get into Vietnam, and they didn't come, and we weren't allowed to fly, but didn't know until we were at the airport.
Oh, that's sad.
The obvious benefit is at least they're together.
Yeah, that's right.
We nearly missed our flight to Bali, Evie. No, America last year. We went to America. And because I call Alex, I've booked all the flights. I'm hopeless at booking flights. So I've just put Alex Favola down, and her real name's Alexandra. So when we checked in, they're like, this doesn't, because you
match.
Have to match.
You have to.
Oh, jeez, I copped it.
Remember when remember when you got drunk and booked an Airbnb as Brendab Favola?
Yeah, Brendab. Thought it was a scam.
Oh, I love it.
It's the Fox.
I'm hopeless.
Brendab.
Oh, God.
1019. The Fox.
We're about 40 minutes away from Fev's big announcement, but gee, there's a lot of news on this show this morning, isn't there, Fev? This isn't your surprise, what we're about to do. No. This is just something else that's also, well, we don't know if yours will be amazing, but this is amazing.
Don't downplay it. You don't know what it is yet, Byron. But Evie Jones, yeah. In September, school holidays is coming up where the kids, because it's grand final time, it's grand final week, the show is on, and the Royal Melbourne Show, it's very Melbourne. Yeah. Like, you have to go. It's like every person in Melbourne would have gone to the Royal Melbourne Show. I used to love it when I was a kid. You'd be looking forward to it. My kids love it. I've taken my kids there. They've got everything. They've got animals, rides. They've got show bags. They've got amazing food. It's just a great time out for the family. So we've decided at Fifi, Fev and Byron, we're going to have a little show sneak peek.
Oh, yes.
What? We're going to be doing an OB. So we're going to do doing live from the Royal Melbourne Show on Monday, the 23rd of September, live. But what we're going to do is open it up at 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock. With no one else is going to be there.
Just us.
So we're going to give away tickets to the Royal Melbourne Show see us live.
Wow.
And then it's, obviously you can be there the whole day, but then they open it for the public. But your own sneak peek. No lines.
Oh.
Nothing.
Will the rides be on?
Everything's going to be on. It's open.
We own the park. We own the show.
It's just for us.
All right.
Open to everyone that we give tickets to.
We got that excited.
Family passes.
It's great for the show. And in fact, right now, for the first time, and they've been working hard on this jingle, guys. This is exciting. Tell us if you want. Wow, how about that? So,
Byron, this literally the Melbourne show. You know, it's sometimes it can be expensive for families.
Oh, yeah,
to take the whole family. We're going to be giving you tickets. You're going to be going on the rides for free.
Aww.
You're getting show bags, right? Everything. You get to see us at the Melbourne show.
We get the park to ourselves. This is ridiculous.
For 3 hours. I won't be on air. You know that. I'll be on the rides.
I'm
so excited.
Down.
This has been in the pipeline for a little while, and I'm so excited that we get to announce it this morning.
Yeah, we haven't thought this through. We've got Fev at a fun park in the middle of the show. This is going to be a disaster.
You guys can broadcast, and I'll be like daddy daycare with all the kids, and I'll be on all the rides.
Fev's just going to be eating all the Dagwood dogs and the fairy floss and vomiting upside down on rides.
Now, the first family lot of tickets. We'll do it right now, 13, 10, 60, and it looks like Tanya's got through from Altona Meadows.
Good morning, Tanya!
Tanya! Woo! You're our winner. Would you like to make some sort of audible sound?
Oh, my God. Hello.
Yeah!
Yay! I would love to go.
Woohoo! You're
awesome,
the first.
Thank you.
You're the first family coming to see us live at the Royal Melbourne Show.
Now she's fired up. She took a while to warm up, but once she was warmed up, she is excited. The winning will continue. It's the all-new Royal Melbourne Show, the show like you've never seen before. Pre-purchase tickets and save at royalshow.com.au. And, of course, keep it here because we've got the whole thing to ourselves.
Do you know what the best thing is? No lines. Just straight on.
Bang.
So keep listening for more chances right here on The Fox with
show
Fifi,
bags.
Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We did a little favour for you over the weekend, Byron. You met your in-laws.
I did.
You did?
This is a scary time, Evie. You'd appreciate, you know, you're in a new relationship and it was time to meet the parents.
And on Friday, you sent Mia, my daughter, a little message to see if you could get Daniel Rioli to send your father-in-law.
Well, that's
Giovanni. A message. And Daniel was getting ready to go to play a big final. So he's like, I don't really want to do it. This is a peel back the band.
Don't.
They did about 15 takes.
Are you serious?
Leah's like, you've got to do another one. He's standing there in his Richmond kit just about to go to the airport. And I was very nervous.
So the reason this is also important is...
because he's a massive Richmond supporter.
To try and impress my girlfriend Alex's parents, they're huge Richmond fans. Obviously,
huge fans.
Fev's daughter Mia dates Daniel Rioli, who had a great game, by the way.
Yeah, I reckon it happened. Next, in the prelim, just text him again and say, mate, do another, because he played really well.
Oh, it was good luck.
But this is very good luck. So Daniel eventually, I didn't know that there was a lot of takes, because Mia's very good with the social media, so I knew if Mia could just, I scripted it for Daniel.
She's like, do it again.
And so Mia's got him to
do it again.
But the finished product, I reckon Daniel has
nailed it.
So this is Daniel Rioli's shout out to my girlfriend's parents, who are mad Richmond fans, and I literally could just walk into their house, having just met them, and go, hey, little something. Here it is.
Hey, Giovanni and Chrissy, I heard you're huge Tiger fans. So here's your shout out. Byron's trying to impress you all. Hope you're watching the final series. So go Tigers and hope we go all the way.
Oh,
well done, Daniel. That's outstanding. Really well done.
I've even got their reaction here. So they, as they're watching it, they're
so went down well.
Really up and about. Yeah, check this out. They loved it.
You're huge Tigers fans, so here's your shout out. Bye, try and bless you all.
Oh, very good.
They loved it. And they were
Giovanni
was all about it. So thank you very much to Daniel Rioli there for doing that for me. I didn't realise he didn't want to do it, and I'm sorry that he had to do it 20 times.
No, it's because it was like he was getting ready for the... Because I told you, sorry, I said to you, don't text him now because he'd be either be asleep or he's about to go to the airport. Huh. And I get home and they're like, oh, Byron's been flat out.
The Fox. Well, thank God they won. Imagine they lost.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
anyway,
101.9 The Fox.
Now, guys, I'm going to go rogue. Management don't know too much about this. You guys obviously don't know, but the $100,000 secret sound, which Fifi made, I wasn't real happy about that.
No, you didn't seem happy.
No one told us. And it went for like 8 months. It was too hard.
So you didn't like that she knew it and you
yeah,
didn't?
Yeah, she's given away all the clues. It went for a long time. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm a man of the people. I'm going to make up my own noise.
What
and it's called Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
What? This sounds terrible.
Yeah. What, you're just making up your... What are you going to give away?
I'm going to give away cash.
What? What?
Well, the secret sound is our brand.
I'm going to make it easy.
What are you calling
it? I'm going to give away... I'm going to tell people. I was with the fam. We've made a noise. I'm not 100% on it yet, but we'll get to that.
Well, you'd want to be 100% on it. You're starting a competition. You don't even know the noise.
Hey, Byron, press the button.
Oh, God, what's this?
What?
It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise. It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Woo! Get around it, Melbourne.
Have you cleared this with Fifi?
No. Yeah. I haven't even made Amanda's just walked in. She's like, what's going on?
She's our boss. Well, she should be across it.
Yes. Oh. Now,
horrible opener.
What do you mean?
That was a great song.
It's a great song.
Okay. Ultimate Mystery Noise.
I'm going to give away 10 grand.
10,000? Where are you getting the money from?
Well, Byron, I'm glad you asked. Read this. Here.
What am I reading?
Here's a little bit of piece of paper. Read the bottom there, mate. There
from
you go.
Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise. Oh, you've got a sponsor.
Oh, what?
From just $1.
You know what I did? Hang on. I went to my archives for back in the day, and I've gone for a few people that have looked after me over the time, and I went to these lovely people.
Okay. From just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express.
Yeah, Coles Express.
What couldn't you get the main Coles? How could you just get Express?
Because the main Coles, you've got to go in and wait. Coles Express, in and out, like my mystery noise. It's quick. It's going to be quick.
All right. Okay. So
131060 Melbourne. I haven't quite got my sound locked in.
Noise.
What?
My noise.
You haven't got it.
Call me now with some ideas.
What do you mean?
Of a noise.
Wait. They're calling you with ideas for the noise?
It's going to be easy. I want everyone to be involved.
Well, hang on.
No, I don't think that's how it
works. What do you
think
Fev's mystery noise will be? I've got one, I think, but I'm just going to see what Melbourne thinks.
So people are going to tell you what...
Yeah.
But then if you like it, you'll go, I like that, I'll lock that in, and then everyone knows the mystery noise.
That's the whole point.
No, it's not the point. That's
confusing.
Give
away cash.
Okay.
Then it's just a race to the phone.
So do they make the noise over the phone? Or
yeah, just make the noise.
Okay. 1310.
I'd love to hear.
60.
Can they describe the noise or make the noise
they
for you?
They can tell us the noise. I don't care. It's my rules, my game.
we're gonna really regret this.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a sponsor another run.
The phones are blown up.
Okay, it's time for the sponsor here. It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
From just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick. Only at Coles Express,
Come on, did they put my name in it? Okay, anyway, it's 11 past 8.
101.9 The Fox.
How successful was it? Our $100,000 secret sound Fifi box with the secret sound. It was a sensational giveaway and changed the life of Olivia in South Meringue. What a great success it was.
It did, Byron. But the problem was it went for a long time and we didn't know. And I like to know things. So I thought to myself, hey, I'm just going to do my own sound and make it a noise. It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
This is not approved. Should have run this past us.
Woo!
It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise. It's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
I mean, it actually goes against what we're trying to do. The station promotes we are the home of the secret sound. That is the brand. This ultimate mystery noise will never catch on.
You know what, Byron? It's worth 10 grand, and the amount of clues I'm going to give away, they're going to be easy clues. I'm going to give them away whenever I want, and it'll go off Before Friday.
Okay.
Someone will walk away with 10 grand.
Before Friday, but what about the suspense? What about all the drama?
And you know what?
You can let it go longer.
No, no, no. It's quick.
Okay. Am I allowed to guess it?
Yeah, once you hear it, you can guess. But I thought Melbourne, just maybe help. I've got a sound, but...
A noise.
A noise. I keep saying sound. Noise. All right, Daniel from Knox. What do you think my ultimate mystery noise...
Well, why would they tell you the answer?
Because this is the game.
It's
Daniel!
Confusing.
Yes, Mike?
What do you reckon?
I reckon you should tell me what this noise is.
Yes.
Well, I will eventually. Do you have a sound, do you think?
Noise.
I do. I have it ready to go.
All right. What is it? What's the noise?
All right. Have a listen.
Oh, I can barely hear it.
What is it?
Do it again.
We'll do it again.
Okay. That's terrible.
Well, that's a good noise.
Is that like a tape measure?
That is a tape measure.
Yeah. Correct. Oh, well done.
I like
it. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
This is really confusing. What's he won?
No, nothing. I'm just trying to get some hints, clues, to get maybe my sound. I might use one of these.
Yeah. But now he's said it.
That's fine.
Thanks
for
your call, Daniel.
Which one's he going to use?
Jamie from Point Cook.
This is terrible.
What should my ultimate mystery noise be?
Quacking duck.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Easy.
Can you...
Well, that's so identifiable. I mean, that's nothing mysterious about a quacking duck.
This is my point. Because the secret sound went for so long, and I thought to myself, I want to make my own noise, go rogue, give away the clues, make it go off, and it's going to go off this week.
Right. I think if you do the sound of a quacking duck, there's no clues needed.
Yeah, well,
it's a duck quacking.
That's not my sound. That was what Jamie thinks.
It was a noise.
Zell from Caramburn East. What do you think my noise should be?
Oh, I reckon it should be this.
Is that a clicking pen?
Yes, it is.
This is the weirdest phone in ever.
All right. They didn't really help me, so I'm going to stick with my original noise.
Right.
And over the weekend, sat down with the family, and we went through a number of different noises. And
what, you're just wandering around the house, just finding noises?
Yeah, wandering around the house. There's a clue. It's in the house.
Oh, God.
So Lenny and Lulu and Alex and Mia and Daniel, we all did our own little noises.
Daniel Rioli's
Daniel's involved.
Crack.
We're all involved. They're going to tell everyone. Everyone's going to know the sound.
Better things to do.
Noise.
This is Melbourne, Fev's ultimate noise.
Mystery noise.
Mystery noise.
No, just ultimate.
Well, get the branding
on. Put mystery. Okay. Hey, it's my game. Sorry. I can call
it
whatever I want.
Change it whenever
Try and
wants.
Stick to one name. Here it is. Oh, so terrible. What's that?
Do it again.
That was so short.
Do it again.
Why isn't someone else involved?
Do it again.
Okay. Leon, are you involved in this?
No, we did it all weekend.
Okay, here we go. Mystery. Fev's ultimate mystery noise is...
And that sound is brought to you by...
From just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick. Only at Coles Express, Byron.
Okay, all right. So
I've got my own sponsor.
When do people start guessing?
We'll have our first guest tomorrow, guys.
Right.
I'm going to be across the work day. I'm going to stay around, do a bit of overtime. I'm going to be with Tim and Aaron. I might give some clues away.
Do they want you on the work day?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm going to give a clue.
Oh, right now?
First clue.
Okay.
Fade that.
All right, I can do more than fade it. I can stop it.
Yeah, this is for $10,000.
Okay.
What will I do?
Well, I don't know what you'll do.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Fev's ultimate mystery sound clue number one.
It's a noise.
Can you give a monkey a gun?
Here we go. Very.
What just. No, the paper thing's confusing.
That's a clue.
What?
He's opening up
my
paper.
I'm opening up my paper. It says.
To read.
Fev's first clue is very handy.
Very handy.
I know what it is.
Does the crumpled paper got anything to do with it, or was that
is
just.
Is it a crumpling of paper?
Hey. Listen across the workday and I'll give you some more clues.
The clues shouldn't be mysterious. Okay, all right.
And this will go off by the end of the week. Well, $10,000,
I hope it does. I hope it does so we get rid of it.
Very handy.
This is the Fox, the home of Fev's ultimate
go
mystery.
Go to our Instagram page. Mystery yes, noise. What? fox.com.au. I made that up.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Actually, there's never been a better time for Andy Lee to join us of Hamish and Andy fame. I mean, he'll have opinions on Fev's ultimate mystery noise as a concept. He's done a lot of radio. I'm sure he'll explain why this is quite flawed.
Is he on radio now?
Well, he's got a very successful podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just saying. He's done pretty well.
Yeah, he's done well, but
well, okay.
Not his sound.
If you've just tuned in, Fev's ultimate mystery noise launches today on The Fox. Your first chance to win... Tomorrow for $10,000. It's not the secret sound. It's Fev's ultimate mystery noise.
Very handy.
Okay. Is that the clue, is it?
That's a clue one.
And here is your mystery noise. That's terrible.
Mm.
Okay, it's really short. It's something from around Fev's house. I can't believe we're doing
exactly
that.
Exactly what it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, Andy will chat about it after 8:30 and I'm sure has plenty of other more important things.
And I've just had to tell the kids not to tell everyone at school. They said, can we tell people? I said, yeah, if you want.
You can't rig it.
It's not rigged.
No.
Well, you can't have your mates ringing in.
Mate, don't worry. The clues I'm going to give, it'll be going off in about give me 48 hours.
It's 10 grand, by the way. Fev somehow found 10 grand. So,
it'll be a race for the phone.
We'll roll on. It's 25 past 8 here on the Fox. Evie Jones filling in for Fife with Fife, Fev and Byron.
Oh, my God. Chris Hemsworth lost his dog.
What do you mean?
His dog went missing for like a week.
What, ran away?
Thank you, Byron.
Ran away.
It got zapped from the electric fence.
Yeah.
And yeah, it bolted.
Oh, try to find Miley or?
No, that's Liam.
Oh, wrong Hemsworth.
Wrong Hemsworth.
They're all the same, but probably the short
is also
one.
Affected.
But it probably was trying to find. It was what it was trying to do was get the hell away from its home that zaps it.
Yeah.
But it, 3 days. 3 days it went missing in Byron Bay. But you'll all be glad to know.
Did it go down to Nimbin?
She's back. Yeah, she did. She came back a little bit happier.
Fun trip.
But I've lost my dog before. That is, like, just reading this story gave my heart. Like, I just
love dog.
Which one did you lose? You've got a few.
Oscar. Oscar just died about 2 months ago, like just when we were at Buller.
Yeah, we were at Buller, yeah.
And he was my first boy. And when he went missing, he only went missing for 6 hours. I tell you right now, I was going to move into my car and stay at the spot that he went missing and live there until
Red
he
dog
came
style.
Back. Yeah, it is the worst. It's what I imagine it would be like. If you know when you turn around and you can't see your child and you just get that sick feeling. Like, it's just the when you don't know what's happened to your loved one.
Mm. How long?
What's happening to the?
He I watched a movie.
She went missing days. For three days.
I watched a movie. So it's the other way around, where a dog, and its own, the owner had passed away, and he used to get off a train. Oh. It's a movie, and the dog went to the same spot for like 10 years or something. Just
it's
kept going.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story, and there's a statue of the dog there
it's
now.
Still, it's in Japan. Yeah. His name's Hachi, which means eight in Japanese.
It's a beautiful story.
Richard Gere made that movie, and it will break you.
That is an amazing story.
Glad we brought this up.
Did they get a reward? Surely if you find one of the Hemsworth dog, you get some sort of reward.
Well, they haven't said that.
Would have held it to ransom.
They haven't said anything, but the dog has been found.
You're not holding it to ransom.
Do you want your dog back?
Yeah, I would hold it to ransom.
Oh, but after everything
I would hold
you just
it.
Said.
My ransom would be a little bit of time with Chris.
The Fox. He's a very good friend of the show, and there's lots of talk to him about, including the new book, Definitely Do Not Open This Book, by Andy Lee. But just during this song, can you explain to Fev, please, Andy, why his ultimate mystery noise is a flawed radio concept?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I haven't heard the noise yet. It always comes down to the actual noise.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's not the secret sound. Surely the branding is the first problem. Do you want to hear his ultimate mystery noise?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, this is for 10 grand. Apparently, he's.
I can tell you what it is after.
Okay. Well, no, then don't.
Don't do that.
Mate, it's my rules.
Okay.
You do whatever I want.
Well, okay. What's the cash prize?
10 grand.
See, he's ticking a lot of the boxes, Byron.
Oh, this is really annoying.
I know you want me in here to poo-poo it, but.
See?
But if he's got, is how, what's the temperature of the cash?
It's hot.
No, it should be cold. Cold, hard cash.
It's hot. It's hot because I don't want it in my hands anymore.
All right, here's the noise.
He's doing everything the opposite.
Andy,
it should be in a fridge.
Coke is supposed to be cold.
It should be in the fridge and it should be rigid.
Okay.
Cold, hard cash.
Well, it's hot cash. It's going to go real quick.
Here it is. This is Fev's ultimate mystery noise. We'll play it for you, Andy. Here we go.
And you're a man of the people. I'm just giving 10 grand away. I'm going to give all the clues.
It's you opening another box of shapes.
I had them last night. I had a nacho cheese.
You might have just won 10 grand, Andy.
Be.
Anyway, Andy is going to hang out with us.
And the first clue is very handy.
Ooh.
Very handy. Okay.
Shapes? No? I don't know.
He loved it.
He does love
that
it.
That didn't work well, did
really
it?
Really annoying. Anyway, it's the Fox. Andy's going to hang out.
We know radio, mate.
Oh,
radio stars.
Don't you start.
Old button monkey.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. 101.9 The Fox. Andy Lee is here. Definitely Do Not Open This Book by Andy Lee is available now. Great to have Ando on board.
That's his third book.
I always get so disappointed with that clap. It's just a it's the kind of clap where you go, where the principals come out and gone, oh, we've got someone here from the CSIRO to talk about infrastructure today. It's a special assembly treat. Yeah, okay,
My favourite was Eddie McGuire goes, is that the NRL grand final cry?
Oh, that was a bit harsh from Eddie.
That was brilliant.
Now, this is your third book, mate.
Fourth.
fourth book. Yeah. Well, you've got do not open this book.
Yep.
Do not open this book again.
Yeah.
And seriously, definitely do not open this book again.
And seriously do not open this book was in there.
Really?
Well. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Well, we can blame Darcy. It's her first day. She's missed it.
She's given us the wrong facts there, so she's done.
That's a shame. You guys are all turning into Kyle Sandland. As soon as something's misread, it's there, fold out there. You know, soon you'll be getting a little Fredo Frog, you know, stapled to your live read to make sure that you read it properly.
Whoa. No, don't go to the
anyway,
library.
Anyway, no, we'll leave that alone.
I'm hopeless. We're losing clients quicker than Alan Jones.
Okay. Well, this is an ongoing series, Andy, obviously, and you know, it's available now. This is exciting.
Yeah, the new book's out. This one's a bedtime book. And there's a... I've only got one trick. I keep pulling it out. Much like what Hamish and I do, to be honest. New travel show coming up later on.
Good on you.
Look, it
all
works.
But, now, essentially, you know, the idea that if you tell kids not to do something, they generally want to try and do it.
But
adults. Yeah, if it comes to fair. But I would say that it is the perfect psych test for anyone who has a kid. Put this book in their hands. Some kids will be nervous to open it. You go, okay, great. Don't have to worry about them.
Yes.
Other kids dive straight
in.
Yeah,
my kids will be straight in.
Yeah, exactly. And you need to lock them up until they're on late 20s, I suppose.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the idea of these books.
Yeah, good stuff. Because we've got another published author in the room, and Fev's not one to toot his own horn.
Mm.
How many books have you done, Fev?
Not as many as Andy. I've got two kids' books and one autobiography written by Fev in his own words.
But not
written
not
by Adam McNichol. Bestseller though, Andy. It's tough getting bestsellers. It's hard because everyone's writing books, and when you're number one, you get to go number one.
Oh,
don't worry about that.
Didn't yours come out, Fev, in the same week as a far more popular book?
Yeah, that was my autobiography. Came out with 50 Shades of Fev, a Grey. I mean. And they brought out all three, so they were 1, 2, 3, and then I was 4, but that's okay. But then I went number one because mine was a true story, and theirs was a non-fiction.
There was a non-fiction?
Yeah.
No, fiction.
Fiction, yeah. Yeah. Mine was non-fiction. Yeah, that's so long ago, I can't remember.
Fev can't remember if it's fiction or non-fiction.
I actually saw one of my books the other day. Mia thought it was hilarious. It was discounted at one of those. It was a dollar.
That's when you know
it was a dollar.
Made
it's a dollar.
It.
Yeah. But surely it would cost more than a dollar to actually make the book.
I was actually surprised there was still some left.
Yeah. Don't worry, we accidentally tried to bring out a DVD for True Story Season 1, just as the DVDs, people were remembering that no one likes them anymore. And yeah, if you want to give away 35,000 DVDs and you show it somewhere, we might have them in a warehouse.
We might take up on that.
Yeah. It's at Dimmy's for a dollar. There it is.
So showing that post, we might put up on our Insta.
It costs more to put it in a paper bag.
True, good point. We'll be getting this one.
All good bookstores? Yeah. Where can we get these?
All good bookstores. Keep them alive and you can get it on, because they're, you know, the bookstores are suffering at the moment.
The first one was for your nephew, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are they all for your nephew?
Cute. Well, no, first one was for my nephew. It was never meant to be printed to published. And then second one was my second nephew. Third one was my third nephew. We're creating a cricket team here. Not at the moment. They're all boys. And then this one isn't for anyone in particular. So I just wrote for Annabelle on the back. So if you've got a kid... It's called Annabelle.
It's a beautiful, emotional story. Thank you. Andy Lee, right here on The Fox. Definitely do not open this book. It's available now.
101.9 The Fox. Tell us if you want.
Oh, yeah, see that.
Some of his best work.
Royal Melbourne Show. We've got the whole show to ourselves for an exclusive sneak peek. We made this announcement about 7:30 and everybody's excited, Fev. The number 131060, let's give away a family pass right now. This is awesome.
It is awesome. Everyone loves the Melbourne Show. It is Melbourne. It's Royal. You can go there. There'll be no lines. We're opening it up to Melbourne. Family pass, you know, you can go to the Jurassic Park. They've got a little feature there. You've got Paw Patrol and Angus Steakhouse.
Ooh.
The world's largest show bag pavilion. Kids go mad for show bags.
This is the biggest pavilion ever with show bags in it.
Unbelievable.
Like that,
all the rides will be open.
That would have me losing my everything when I was a child.
You can go hang out with the alpacas.
Look, can I also say there's a Victoria police dog demonstration, which is not only important, fun to watch.
There's heaps of staff. The Melbourne Show one loves it. So we're going to be open. from 6 till 9. We're doing an OB live. We're going to open it up for Melbourne. They get to go in and experience a show without everybody else there.
Oh, the outside broadcast is on the 23rd of September. That's a Monday. Feb's absolutely right. The whole park is for us. This includes your ride vouchers, your show bags. We're going to throw in show bags as well for the whole family. No lines. And actually, we've got a...
And then you can stay there. You can actually stay there after we finish.
Yeah,
of course. You get show vouchers to go on everything.
Everyone's staying.
Yeah. Massive. Now, we've already got one of our winners. In fact, we might even do two families here by the looks of it. Elise is in Lara, Fev.
Good morning, Elise.
Hello.
Would you like to go to the Royal Melbourne show?
Yes, I'd love to take
the trip. Ah, beautiful. You can come for free.
Bring the fam.
Woohoo!
Good stuff.
Luke from Tullamarine.
There you go, Steve.
You're coming to the Royal Melbourne show with Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Oh, yeah, Steve, I love you, buddy. You're the best.
Ah, we'll get on some rides together. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, mate. Have a few frothies, too.
Yeah, mate. We'll go down.
In the morning.
Mate, you and me can go to the Anchor Steakhouse, have a steak and a couple of cold ones while the kids are on the rides.
Can't wait, buddy. I can't wait.
There we go. He's really fired up. It is a family morning type event.
It's all open. Don't worry.
Good stuff. Well done. And thanks so much to everyone at the Royal Melbourne Show for making this possible for us. It's the show like you've never seen before. Pre-purchase tickets and save at royalshow.com.au. Well, that was a massive show.
Do you want another clue for my mystery noise?
Yes, please.
Well, okay.
Stick around. I'm going to hang out with Aaron Rich and I'm going to hang out with Tim a bit later on in the day. This is going to be the easiest 10 grand someone in Melbourne's ever going to win.
Fev has gone rogue here. Evie wasn't aware of this. I wasn't. No one was. He's decided on the back of the success of The Secret Sound, he's having his own version called Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
It'll go off this week.
Well, but it shouldn't go off so quickly.
I told Andy Lee, he knows.
Well, Andy, okay, he was being kind. Anyway, Aaron Rich will be part of this. Your chance to win 10 grand. Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise is apparently going to roll on today.
Play the sound.
What? The noise?
Yeah. The noise.
I'm sorry, that's still my show music. Here we go.
Play the noise, boy.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, yeah, very handy.
It's Fev's clue. Very handy. I think we're all confused.
No, we're not.
In fact, didn't you even just tell Andy Lee what it was? Didn't you tell Andy Lee what it was?
Yeah. That's so
easy. And he went, that's okay.
What?
Yeah, it's a good. Fine. I just got what it is. It's a good clue and it's a good sound.
So you know it already.
Yeah, easy.
Well, that's
think
how
about
crap
it.
Crap, this competition is.
Byron, how is giving $10,000 to some lovely listener crap?
We will find out after 9 if someone wins it during
Reuse
the day.
Your words.
Hopefully at least. Thanks. Hopefully at least tomorrow we get a winner on the second day of his competition. We're out of here.
Days from 6.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Hurry, selling fast. 101.